Welcome to Take It From The Iron Woman. My name is Susanne Müller, your host and the Iron Woman. This podcast is about empowering yourself and others to make real changes in the world. You will hear from everyday, smart, sophisticated, hip people like you and me. Not everybody has to be an Iron Woman to impress the world. Together, we will learn from the sports and business leaders how you can become a more successful person as an entrepreneur or a leader. It's one step at a time, one day at a time. Take your steps now. Take your big steps now. Join me on this journey to success. Take It From The Iron Woman. We only have special guests. We're beyond 200 episodes. We've spoken to Özlem before. She is the traveler. She is the facilitator. Let's take us on a journey with you. I love all those encounters. And I know once a friend of mine says, aren't you afraid? And be careful. And I was like, I think I trust my instinct. And the more you travel, and I also think the more you travel alone and not the mainstream location, more you know who you can trust.
There's a very big difference between traveling and going on holiday.
Yes.
Because holiday, in my opinion, is I went to Sardinia on holiday, 10 mm-hmm. days. Mm-hmm. I was in a nice hotel with pool. We rented a car. We just went around. But beside living in Denmark, Istanbul, and of course I'm from Netherlands, I traveled a lot and I did a lot of solo travels. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And even my friends were asking me, can we come with you? And I was like, maybe some few days or something, but I want to travel alone because, and then I like wearing backpacks, but I just travel very small with a small trolley, and then I usually take the bus or the train, mm-hmm. the local things, the mini buses, and I like talking to people, and mm-hmm. I like staying in hostels, and sometimes I'm like, I'm super tired, I want to just stay, be comfortable in a bed, I book a hotel, you know, and whatever my budget also gives me, right? I don't have always the budget for every day a hotel for 60 days in a row. That taught me also the human beings everywhere, we are so similar. Our mm-hmm. culture, maybe religion or non-religion might be different, but the needs we are having, you know, we are all from really inside so compassionate people. Mm-hmm. So compassionate. And sometimes it's even so good that you don't know someone's cultures, because you look so objective with child mm-hmm. eyes that you don't think like, whatever, you know, this is a Turkish girl or this is a mm-hmm. Dutch person or this is a Swiss person. No, this mm-hmm. is Susanne.
A human being.
Human. And I, for example, in China, I was one night at the airport, and this is actually a really crazy story. I was flying from Tokyo to China and to Beijing, Tokyo to Beijing. All Chinese passengers, they were speaking English, the stewards, but not the passengers. And all of a sudden, we landed. I was like, what? Where are we? Not at Beijing airport, but somewhere else, because due to heavy rain, we had to stop. And everyone stood up, the passengers, and they were speaking Mandarin, I think. I don't understand Mandarin, but any language that I did not understand. And I was like, what's happening? And there was a guy sitting behind me, and he was also Dutch. I didn't know. And because I saw him, he was not Asian looking. I'm like, hello, what's happening? And he's like, I don't know either. And he was working for the Dutch consulate in Beijing. And so we started speaking, and because of the rain, we stopped somewhere else. And then we had to wait 6 hours in the plane at a small airport. Then we flew after 6 hours to Beijing, and I missed my transport to the hotel. I go out of the airport, 2 o'clock, stars, beautiful sky, actually. I was fearful. I had a lot of fears, you know, and people always said, you go alone to China, you're fearless. No, I was really like, oh my God, what am I going to do here? And the guy says to me, shall I bring you to a hotel? I think 20 year older guy than I am. And I was like, oh my God, what am I going to do? Can I trust him or not? I was also scared, like, where will he bring me? But I chatted to him 6 hours in the plane while we were in this airport that we didn't know. And I thought, okay, I think I trust him. But I trusted him 99%. There was still 1% that I wasn't sure. But I walked in faith. He brought me to the hotel. He said, I wish that if one of my daughters is also one time in a situation like this, they also get a lift from someone. I was like, oh my God. You know, if you are a good people, if you define it, there are always good people. Yeah. But if you see the bad in them, yeah, I mean, then you see the bad in them. I mean, you can also see the bad in me, Suzanne. I'm not only good, I'm also bad.
I don't think so. Tell us, how can you be bad? Now we go to the juicy part of this.
Yeah, but yeah, of course. Also, this is also a travel story. In Japan, for example, when one of my partners, he left me, that's what I felt then. Then I had a lot of suffering and pain. And after that, I changed a lot, tremendously, in a good way, thanks God. So I was in Japan, in Kyoto. I go in this hostel. It was the same travel time as this China flight. And the guy says to me, we don't have any spot in the girls' room dormitory. And I'm like, but I booked, you know, I already booked. So I don't know, even 2 or 3 weeks ago. And he says, yeah, sorry, something went wrong with the booking. And I'm like, I don't care, you fix it, because I booked this. This like, lion in me came out. And he really actually only explains there was a mistake, I think, in the system. I'm not sure. But I do not have any spot left in this dormitory. So is it possible you stay in the mixed dormitory? And we will also pay you some money back. And I'm super persistent. I'm like,
I see that.
You arrange this. You solve the whole problem for me because I paid. I mean, look, I'm telling you this and I did it even more exaggerated than this, eh? I was super selfish because I wanted that my job was happening, because, you know, it's in the Dutch translation, but what I meant to say is like, I booked it. I don't care what you do. You fix it. No compassion towards him.
That's the Dutch way in you, right?
No tolerance. I think it's not the Dutch way, but it's the Özlem way from years ago. And he said so many times, sorry. And it was my first introduction with the Japanese culture, because I'd never been in Japan then. It was in 2014. And he said so many times, I'm so sorry. But really with a very sad, I can feel him, but I don't care about what he feels. I care what I get. And then I said to him, I am so and truly sorry that I have been a beep, 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 beep. I said, I'm so sorry.
Oh, you heard your voice in a way. Ugly you were.
Oh, my God. But zero understanding, tolerance, nothing. And I said, okay, I'll give it a shot. I want to stay. But I could also go to another hostel. But I was also like, let me just challenge myself too. And let's do it. And I stayed in the mixed dormitory. And, you know, I was reflecting daily in my journal while traveling. After I came back, I felt like, what was it that I was actually resisting? Because I believe on every anger you show, there's actually resistant experience. You don't want to experience something. I was so scared to stay with guys in this mixed dormitory. That's why I was screaming to him, like, no, I booked it. That's what was happening.
I think it's fear that came out rather than, and you said it very beautifully. He said so many times, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. And when you know about the Japanese culture, it's about losing their face. It's about making a mistake. It's about not be able to say no. This is hard. What your inner voice said, hey, don't be such an ugly person.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. And, you know,
beautiful.
That experience actually taught me, I can call many experiences around this, but that each time when I am actually blaming someone else or a situation or circumstance, mm-hmm. it's something in me that is fearful. And mm-hmm. maybe I don't know it at that moment of time. After the experience, I started practicing more and more the pause. Like, mm-hmm. I just pause. Okay. Even in this fast-paced environment, people get an email or a WhatsApp or reaction. They're all mm-hmm. over the place. Just pause.
Yeah.
Let's see what happens. Pause. Let's just integrate of what you're feeling. And I'm saying it beautifully here, by the way. It doesn't really mean that I
we all
do
know.
It amazingly all the time.
Because, we all know.
Yeah.
And we have to put ourselves into their shoes so mistakes can happen. And I also think when you travel a lot, you learn how to accept, you learn how to adapt, you learn how to be more open. And sometimes when you make a mistake, actually can turn out into a fantastic opportunity, an adventure, rather than being negative and bitter and angry, because that doesn't help you.
But that's again back changing from the inside out.
Yes, exactly.
After that situation, you can decide many things, but I mm-hmm. give you a few things you could decide. I could have decided, I will never come back to these Japanese people. That could be a decision.
Yeah.
Or I could have decided like, oh my God, what a weird person. Look at this. They didn't give my money back, whatever. I could also mm-hmm. think like, hey, this is a great learning point for me, what my fear was. Or many other options are possible. And this mm-hmm. this is what I decided. So the change really starts from the inside out. Plus, I would like to add to that, I think over the years, I started more embracing my imperfections because I was always mm-hmm. striving for perfection. Mm-hmm. Don't make mistakes. And which was really difficult to accept the mistakes or system mistakes even mm-hmm. from mm-hmm. other people. I really believe the compassion first start with giving yourself compassion.
Owning your mistakes. I always say be comfortable being uncomfortable. What an uncomfortable situation in Japan. And where you heard your voice that you were so ugly to that person. But now you can be like, okay, if something else is happening, let's just pause. And what is the best that we can make out of that situation that works for the both of us? I think it's right. That person doesn't lose their face and you are comfortable sleeping somewhere. I think that's, we need to look at the bigger picture.
Maybe one thing too, this is the word in English, to nuance, to just really mm-hmm. pinpoint is, I don't believe there that I was ugly, but I think my behavior was ugly. That's a very big difference to say behavior mm-hmm. was ugly, but I was not, because mm-hmm. I am actually full of compassion, love, like everyone is, like every human being is. Mm-hmm. I believe that. But if you say my behavior, then you can change that behavior. Yeah. But you don't need to change yourself. Just be yourself. But the behavior,
I think that's the
which
most
was
important.
Created by the fear.
Wow, what a nice story. Thank you so much, Aslam. And good luck with everything. Love
Thank
to hear
you.
More. Love to travel with you. But I know we both like to travel alone. So we can meet someplace. What I like to do traveling is like, meet up with somebody for a day or two, and then I go out on my own. Let's have coffee in a foreign place.
Thank you so much, Susanna. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Aslam. This was beautiful to see and learn from you and also see that transformation. Take it from the Iron Woman. We have episodes every Monday, every Wednesday. Don't miss out. There is something for everybody. And Take It From the Iron Woman is also a book. It's about global business coaching with sports parallels. Something for you, something for your friends. Don't miss out. It is my journey from Switzerland to New York to Kilimanjaro and beyond. See you next time. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.